Blog Talk Radio.
A righteous man, the sort of people invite this man to make newer policies. The same laws you never will see, except to support righteous man. Why did the people invite this man to make newer policies? Somebody help me please understand.
Oh Lord, can't believe I voted for him. Steady from the troops back. Now the man's condoning torture. It's not that I expected much. I knew he'd be a puppet. I just wanted so badly to believe that he wasn't heartless. But his whole committee, Madison Avenue, treason ready, passing bills, leaving Joe the plumber in Tent City. Mr. President, if I could ask you one simple question, is how could you make Timothy Guyton the head of the Treasury? You know what? Never mind, I get it. You don't even have to say. You're just a spokesman, right? Same snake, new face. Ain't the Hope for Change campaign. Seriously, that was clever. Cause hope is just a word, and you're the best lie ever. That's 16 months. To start bringing him back, but you haven't. You've expanded, now you're trying to pass a draft. You said you cared about our families, but now it's clear to see that you don't give a fuck about us. All you care about is wealth, not peace, not dreams. Certainly not me, but I don't see you as my chief. You're just a white collar thief, another Tavistock production, trilateral connection, a Bilderberg commercial, and Kissinger's little messenger. I heard you with Kennedy, yes. I'm thinking more like Mussolini with the youth brigades and stars. Yeah, just call him now. See him and say, yes, we can, yes, we can, yes, we can. What? I just got one more question here. Obama, where you taking?
The righteous man. The sort of people invite this man to make newer policies. The same laws they never will see, except to support righteous men. Why did the people invite this man to make newer policies? Somebody help me please understand.
Yeah, a black man in a white place, yo, the Uncle Tom of my space, yeah. Yo, I'm glad I went and said it. I'll say it and I'll say it loud, yo, fuck the president. No sucker, boo, this silly cat's trying to rob you. Yo, say what, yo, what you mean he trying to get us? An intelligent black man, I think you're jealous. Yo, sucker, please go do your research. The Big New and Kissinger were his teachers. Yo, why you gotta go and hate on a brother? You know that's what they want us to do to each other. Yo, true that, but the truth takes precedence. All anyone can really do is weigh the evidence. And if you can't see the Wall Street cronies claiming all the turf for themselves and they homies, then you about to get jacked for your home. When you out on the street and you can't get a loan, and catch you thinking, would you do it again? Give your vote to a black man just because he said he was a righteous man.
The sort of people invite this man to make newer policies. The same laws you never will see, except to support righteous men. Why did the people invite this man to make newer policies? Somebody help me please understand.
Oh, no, you're not the righteous man, no, no. Oh, no, you're not the righteous man, no.
Darkness has descended all across the land. A lone voice in the distance uttered, yes, we can. He gave good speeches, never sweat. He was real good at the internet.
He's Barack Obama, he's come to save the day. He passed a major stimulus for the bourgeois. They say that he had the sympathy.
Iraq, then Kung Fu Chow, the Taliban, ka-chow, ka-chow, our image in the world, you men, then make the Jews and Arab Springs. He's Barack Obama, he's come to save the day.
Sir, we've got a situation. Pirates.
Yes.
country. Fix the schools, go to space, I'm to robot in the face. Stop the train, rip the man, smoke him up, we don't care.
Oh, yeah. It's me. Oh, boy. Dr. C. Robert Jones of the C. Robert Jones Situation Report. And today's situation is, well, first, take care of this. It's September 16th already, 2011 AD. Beautiful old town Alexandria, Virginia. United States of America. Planet Earth, third planet from the sun. Today's situation report concerns the growing scandals in this White House. Scandals that we were told wouldn't occur under this administration because our president had promised us a new type of politics, a new way of doing business.
I'm Javita Hall, and you're
in Washington, D.C.
Today, I have the help of my friends, Hollywood Sister Tree.
And we don't have that right now.
Kim, Courtney.
There's
and
no new way of doing business here. It's the same old way of doing business.
Chloe has a fabulous champagne brunch planned, and while she needs
and
to
I'm
look
not
the
sure
part,
where this other sound is
I'm
coming
Javita
from.
Hall, and you're walking the hall in style.
I'm
Javita Hall, and you're walking the hall in style. Courtney, I have the help of my friends.
Wait until it stops.
Courtney, I have the help of my friends. To look the part.
There we go. All right, that's done. So we were told that there would be a new type of politics here in Washington, D.C. We were told that our president would usher in a new way of doing business. And that just hasn't been the case. We're seeing a situation where we're having an awful lot of the same old things that happen in other administrations. Things that are occurring that are scandalous. And make no sense. Like attempting to persuade a four-star general to change his testimony so that the administration can get a win and a leg up with a donor who has produced a pretty good product, no doubt, but that product conflicts with products that are already on the books, like our GPS system, which our military personnel heavily rely on. So that being the case, we can't use that technology. But the Obama administration wanted to use it anyway. And we've got the Solyndra scandal. And we've got a whole host of other scandals coming down the pike with this administration. And one wonders, what's next? You know, I was watching a movie earlier today. It's a movie that depicts what I think is happening in this administration right now. It's called All the King's Men. And I don't mean the new version. The 1999 version, the 1954 version is the one that I watched today. Willie Stark started out as a decent man who wanted to do some decent things for the state of Louisiana. Of course, it's really the Huey Long story, but it's been reworked so that it's not the Huey Long story, if you know what I mean. The character started out as a hick, a well-meaning organizer. Yes, a community organizer. Yeah, exactly. Exactly, Beach Bum. Great movie. I watched it today, and I couldn't help but make the correlation. Of course I couldn't make the correlation between that movie and what's going on here. I believe that Barack Obama started out with the best intentions, albeit misguided. But because he has been met with some resistance from at least half the country and a great many in the Senate and the House, he's decided that the only way to get his agenda through and only the only way to get his dealings done for the people, you all, is to go around Congress, to do his own thing. Just like in the movie All the King's Men. The title character, Willie Stark, said that he had to go around and make deals in order to get things done for the people. But really, he wanted to get things done for himself. He had to make deals in order to acquire power. And in order to acquire power, he had to make promises. And sure, he did a few things here and there for the people. He created, he paved some roads. He built some schools. A hospital, you know, he threw the people a bone. But toward the middle of the movie, he's drunk with power. Drunk. Just falling down drunk. He's wearing fancy clothes, designer suits. He's telling people what to do. Instead of asking now, he's telling. He's got flunkies and all types of folks doing his bidding. He's a king. He's made himself a king, and not every man being a king, he's the king. And so this is what I think is going on with this particular, this administration. He's become drunk with power. And now he makes statements like, well, he'd like to go around Congress. He wishes that he could go around Congress. He would like nothing more than to go around Congress. But there are laws on the books. You know what? I'm the type of guy who at my age, which isn't too old, you know, when you get to be a certain age, you have a BS meter. And that BS meter goes off with great alarm at a certain point in a person's life, man or woman. Here's what I think Obama's doing. Now, call me cynical. Call me paranoid. But I think Barack Obama's just kind of throwing it out there. What do you think? I think he's just throwing it out there, fishing, to see what he reels in. By throwing out a statement like relatively harmless statements, or so he believes that, hey, I would like nothing more than to go around Congress. But there are laws on the books, and I have to follow those laws to try to see what the people would say about it. What do you, I mean, do you get that feeling? I get that feeling all the time. Because he's made these statements five or six different times. I mean, once, you know,
well, I'd like nothing more than to go around Congress. Oh, I'd like nothing more than to, no, not have to tell my wife that that I'm going out with the boys tonight.
I think he's throwing it out there to see what the public reaction is going to be. And I think that he'll throw it out there a few more times. And I think if enough people start saying, yeah, you know what? You can go around Congress. We don't care. We need you to get things done for the people of the United States. We want things done. We've got people, and especially folks in the music industry, in the entertainment industry, saying that they wish that Obama could at least become a dictator for a little while in order to get things done. We've got folks at MSNBC, and I think you know who I'm talking about, Chris Matthews. He throws it out there at least twice a week, saying that, you know, Obama should become a sort of a dictator, a sort of a dictator. Hell, I think Chris Matthews has thrown that line out there as much as Obama has thrown the line out that he'd like to work his way around Congress. Yeah, I think so. So when we got a group of folks saying that they'd like to work their way around Congress, Obama saying he'd like to work his way around Congress, and then you have Chris Matthews and other pundits and actors and actresses saying that they'd like to, you know, they'd like for Obama to become a dictator. What does that tell you? The guy's fishing. That's what I think. I think he's fishing for some leeway there. I don't know. Maybe I'm off base. Maybe I'm way off base. I don't know. But how soon? How soon do they forget? How soon do they forget? And that's going to be the subject of our next topic. We'll be right back in just a minute. You're on with the C. Robert Jones Situation Report.
Every day and night. Bye bye, so long, farewell. Bye bye, so long. See you in November. See you when your term is through.
Robert Jones Situation Report. You know, it wasn't long when Barack Obama was considered to be a rock star. He was considered to be the Messiah, the Lord, above America, above the world, kind of like a God.
You are the instrument that God is going to use to bring about universal change. And that is why Barack has captured the youth. And he has involved young people in a political process that they didn't care anything about. That's a sign. When the Messiah speaks, the youth will hear. the Messiah is absolutely speaking.
Uh-huh. Messiah is speaking.
As she would approach the children, she would say to each one, "Are you the one? Are you the one?" Remember how she stood in that doorway and she held that baby in her arms and she said, "Are you the one, Jimmy? Are you the one?" Well, I watched that movie many years ago, but I do believe today I have the answer to Miss Pittman's question. Is he the one? Is he the one? Woo! South Carolina, I do believe he is the one. Woo! He does not be our destiny of hope. Woo! Woo!
The Messiah. The Messiah is speaking. Obama is, of course, greater than Jesus. Politiken, a Danish newspaper. No one saw him coming, and Christians believe God comes at us from strange angles and places we don't expect. Like Jesus, being born in a manger. Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. Lawrence Carter said that. I don't know who he is. Sounds like a nut. Many even see in Obama a Messiah-like figure, a great soul. And some affectionately call him Mahatma Obama. Dana Shermer, don't know who she is either, but apparently she's somebody famous. We just like to say his name. We are considering taking it as a mantra. Chicago Sun-Times, my hometown newspaper. A light worker, an attuned being with powerful luminosity and high vibration integrity, who will actually help usher in a new way of being. Oh my God. A new way of being. Mark Morford. Don't know who he is either. What Barack Obama has accomplished is the single most extraordinary event that has occurred in the 232 years of the nation's political history. That moron, Jesse Jackson Jr. This is the moment when the rise of the oceans began to slow and our planet begins to heal. Barack Obama. Does it not feel as if some special hand is guiding Obama on his journey? I mean, as he has said, the utter improbability of it all. Daily Cause. He communicates godlike energy. Steve Davis, Charleston, South Carolina. Not just an ordinary human being, but indeed an advanced soul. Commentator, again, my hometown newspaper, the Chicago Sun-Times. Oh, and one of my personal favorites coming up. I'll do whatever he says to do. I'll collect paper cups off the ground to make his pathway clear. Halle Berry. I will never, ever watch a Halle Berry movie again. And certainly I will never covet her as I have in the past. Yes, I have. But that's all over now. She's dead to me. A quantum leap in American consciousness. Deepak Chopra. Idiot. He's not operating on the same plane as ordinary politicians. The agents of transformation in an age of revolution, as a figure uniquely qualified to open the door to the 21st century. Gary Hart said that. We all know what happened to him. Barack Obama is our collective representation of our purest hopes, our highest visions, and our deepest knowings. He's our product out of the all-knowing quantum field of intelligence, damn. If he's all that in a bag of wavy KC Masterpiece barbecued Lays, then why does he need that damn teleprompter? If dude is all of this, all of what I just said, why does he need that damn prompter to string a sentence together? I want to ask all these people this one question. Why can't he put a decent sentence together without the aid of that teleprompter if he's all of this? Or maybe he's just too brilliant for words, for him to form original thought. He's just too advanced. Is Barack Obama too advanced to speak clearly and plainly without the aid of electronic gadgetry? Maybe that's it. Yeah, never mind. I think I have the answer. He's just too advanced. He's too... Mere forming of words and original thought is so primitive. Obama is... Well, he's an advanced soul. Why would he have the need to actually speak mere human words? Hitler didn't use the teleprompter. Hitler did not use the teleprompter. You know what? Billy writes in the chat room that Hitler did not use the teleprompter. I submit that you don't need a teleprompter if you actually believe what you're saying. If you believe it, just speak from the heart, from your brain and from your heart. Unfortunately, evil-ass Hitler believed every single word he was saying. Oh, yeah. For him, it wasn't just about power and the accumulation of power. Oh, yeah, that was a big part of it. But he actually believed all that craziness. What does Obama believe? Because, like I said in a previous show, during the 9/11 commemoration, for lack of the appropriate word, I want to come up with. Speaking of not being able to communicate properly, and maybe I need a teleprompter. The podium stood bare of teleprompter reading until Obama stepped to the podium. Even that idiot Joe Biden spoke with just some notes on a piece of paper. We had George W. Bush. Oh, the teleprompter was there. Yeah, it was there. George W. Bush did not look at the teleprompter. He used some notes he had on a table, and he rarely looked down at them. Why? Because he spoke from the heart. Bill Clinton had brought some notes to the podium. Didn't look down at them maybe 3 or 4 times. He spoke from the heart. Everybody, every single person, I watched it from beginning to end, spoke their heartfelt condolences and commemorations and salutations and all of that. When the Messiah stepped to the podium, it was ping pong time. Head tilted slightly up and to the left, then slightly up and to the right, never looking at the crowd, never making eye contact with anyone in the audience like all the other speakers. Why? Because he doesn't believe anything he's saying. He could give a damn. And there you have it. Because he's an advanced soul. This is bigger than Kennedy. This is the New Testament. I feel this thrill going up my leg. I mean, I don't have that too often. I'll bet you don't, dude. No, seriously. It's a dramatic event, Chris Matthews. Was it a dramatic event that he would have a thrill up his leg? Or was he talking about something to do with Barack Obama's speech? Because that quote, it's a direct quote, is unclear. I feel this thrill going up my leg. I mean, I don't have that too often. What a shame. All right. Obama is creative imagination, which coupled with brilliance equals wisdom. He is the man for this time. That dirty dread wearing Toni Morrison, you know, the lady who pronounced that Bill Clinton, for all intents and purposes, was the first black president of the United States. For three reasons. He grew up in a single family household. That's one. Number two, he liked fried chicken. And three, hell, I don't even remember what three is. But those are two. I gave you the two that I remember. Single family household. He liked fried chicken and something else. I'll come up with it in another show. Oh, my God. I wish I could remember the third. But for all intents and purposes, oh, yeah, Toni Morrison said that Bill Clinton was the first black president. The fried chicken thing really kind of stung me. Because I kind of like some chicken, too, from time to time. Does that make me the first something or other? Okay. Obama's finest speeches do not excite. They do not inform. They do not even really inspire. No, they elevate. He is not the word made flesh, but the triumph of the word over flesh. Obama is, at his best, able to call us back to our highest selves. Are these folks talking about like a mortal, like a normal? I mean, come on, seriously. Are these people talking about like a man? Like a man? It can't be. I mean, do you hear what I'm saying? This is the C. Robert Jones Situation Report. Do you think I'm making this stuff up? http://obamamessiah.blogspot.com. There's some weirdos out there. I mean, really. Obama has the capacity to summon heroic forces from the spiritual depths of ordinary citizens and to unleash their form a symphonic chorus of unique creative acts whose common purpose is to tame the soul and elevate the great challenges facing mankind. But he can't bring that darn unemployment number down. He just can't. He can do all of that other stuff, you know, elevate and all that, and levitate, but he can't string a sentence together, and he can't bring the employment number down. And that's interesting. And he can't stop smoking, because he's still trying to stop smoking. He can do all of that other stuff, but he can't put the cigs down? We're here to evolve to a higher plane. He's an evolved leader. He has an ear for eloquence and a tongue dipped in the unvarnished truth. Yep. Oprah Winfrey. I never did like her. Nah, never. Never, never, never. My goodness. I would characterize the Senate race as being a race where Obama was, let's say, blessed and highly favored. That's not routine. There's something else going on. I think that Obama, his election to the Senate, was divinely ordered. I know that was God's plan. So was it God's plan to leak out Jerry Ryan's divorce deposition so that most of Chicago and Illinois could see that Jerry Ryan's husband was, according to Mrs. Ryan, Jerry Ryan, the actress I'm speaking of, that her husband, she accused her husband of wanting her to have group sex as one of the reasons why she was seeking a divorce. And right up until these divorce depositions were made public, Ryan was stomping Obama into the ground, and Obama was behind in the polls by 18%. Right up until the time when this divorce information poured out and Ryan was forced to leave the race. Was that divine intervention there, I think? No. So how soon do we forget? I say all of that and add all of that to say this. How soon do we forget, or they? Was it only a few years ago that Democrats and their Euro-socialist friends were knocking foreheads on the sidewalks of Manhattan, London, Germany, hailing the great idol Barack? Was it only yesterday that shivers were running up Chris Matthews' legs, both? And Barack Hussein was the light bringer to all good men and women everywhere, not just in America, but across the globe. Was it only yesterday? Did we just imagine that Berlin was full of nude, sunbathing German gays as the messenger Hussein Obama delivered his citizens of the world speech to a grateful planet? From the lofty heights of Otto von Bismarck's Persian Victory Monument. Where are the Greek styrofoam columns today? Where are the aging hippies rolling in the aisles? Where is the Nobel Prize Committee today? And are those oceans still rising? Is Mother Gaia still destined for global hellfire in the year 2100? Whatever happened to Obama's salute to a billion Muslims broadcast from below the Cairo's Al-Azhar University? What happened to peace and love and social justice? Does Harvard professor, does the Harvard professor tribe still believe in Einstein's relativity theory of the United States Constitution? Where is our green economy? What happened there? Is John Maynard Keynes dead yet? And who is John Galt? Through that, I could help myself. Today, those ungrateful Democrats in Congress are going, Barack who? And the New York Times are acting as if they never heard of this guy. Liberals are in deep denial, but then they always are. practice makes perfect, I think. They can just turn their beliefs on and off like tap water. It's amazing to watch how soon they forget. It's sad. I almost feel sorry for the guy. Almost. Almost. The White House alternates between self-glorification and rage, since they feel entitled to be worshipped by 300 million Americans, give or take a few. They get really upset about criticism, especially Obama himself. The newest White House campaign website is called Attack Watch. Because of them, any dissent is an attack. Does that remind you of anything that's happened in the past? I'm talking about the Weimar Republic being abolished. I'm talking about Hitler. I'm talking about Mussolini. I'm talking about every socialist, communist, Marxist dictatorship where citizens snitching, telling, tattling on other citizens. If you say something bad or something that they don't want you to say or they believe is harmful to them or erroneous, if you speak the truth, then the administration wants to know about it so they can deal with you in some way or another, so they can refute what it is you're saying, so they can respond. Attack Watch. Just think about that. Think about that. The rest of us can be wrong. Barack Obama can't be wrong. And any criticism is an attack. If I wear my shirt upside down, I probably put it on the wrong way. But Obama would be sure that everybody else has it wrong. For years, the media flattered Barack Hussein Obama like King Tut. For the same reasons, you know what? This is the guy you don't want to get mad. He needs a lot of ego food. He's as vindictive as Richard Nixon, as much as I love the man. Or LBJ, which I did not like at all. Like the countries of the Sun King. Louis VIII. The media wore out a lipstick a day kissing up. Chapped lips was a normal job hazard. And you know what? Since grandiose narcissism is the standard neurosis of the left, we're now seeing the downside of that. When their ego trips run into reality, narcissists don't act nice. No. When reality turns on them, humility is not in their vocabulary, as we can see with Mr. Hussein. If you've ever known any major narcissist, you know what to expect. Narcissistic rage. But then, Barack Hussein Obama isn't the only one. The Democrat Party is awash with them. Most of the time, they exploit at each other's... Most of the time, they explode at each other backstage where nobody hears about it. Let me give you an example. Senator John Edwards played Mr. Compassion in public, but his deceased wife left an account of the real Edwards, who was ready to become another Barack Hussein Obama had he won a few more primaries. When the corrupt and mendacious media start treating a politico like a rock star, that's when we've got problems. Not even since John F. Kennedy has we seen this sort of ass-kissing of a politician. The Democrats and their media have endangered this country over and over and over and over and over and over and over again. They're doing it again today, all day. The United States has sacrificed blood and treasure in the fight against Muslim terrorism, but it hasn't turned off the wellspring of hatred, as we saw with that moron from the New York Times, Mr. Economist. Attempting to hijack the moment with his vitriolic, venomous behavior. The left is grossly irresponsible and very dangerous. Americans have always voted such people out of office when war reared its ugly head. It's a matter of survival. But what's going on right now? When Barack Hussein Obama, with him, the left has endangered the entire country by boosting up a grossly immature politician as a superhuman savior. A savior. The man probably can't tie his shoes. Certainly he can't string a sentence together. And he has a very difficult time trying to figure out how to negotiate the day-to-day life in the White House, which is why he spends most of his time either on vacation or on the golf course or giving speeches using a teleprompter. And he's this great orator. He's a great speaker, the great communicator, like Ronald Reagan and Abraham Lincoln. But he's using a teleprompter. The words are scrolling across the screen, and all he does is read them. How does that make anyone a great communicator? Perhaps a halfway decent actor? Dragnet. Dragnet. If anybody who hears this broadcast remembers the series Dragnet with Jack Webb, especially the early black and white Dragnet episodes. Nearly every actor used a teleprompter to say his lines. It was called a telestrator back then, or a telescreen. The words scrolled up and down, and they said the lines as they came. Most of the actors went along with Jack Webb's edict to not memorize their lines, to not use a script, but to use a telestrator, or as we commonly know it today, the teleprompter. Because he believed that the spontaneity of them, the words just coming out without them having to think about them, was kind of like what people do normally, just speak spontaneously. And the show worked, didn't it? Hence the staccato type of speaking that most people engaged in the show. You watch the show, you hear this rhythmic speaking of every single character. That's because they were all reading, just off out of screen view, a telestrator. Does that mean that Jack Webb was a great orator, that he was a great speaker? Or maybe the meter maid, or one of the wives in the show, one of the victims, maybe they were great orators too, because they were all reading from teleprompters. What is it about reading from a teleprompter that people do not understand? That does not make you a great speaker, a great orator, a person who can speak. Hell, I need a teleprompter right now. I'm having trouble getting my words out. there's no way that the left could not have known who Obama was. The American people weren't told. But you can be sure that every major intelligence agency, even big media corporations, and every Soros-type billionaire made sure to find out. Those power mongers on the left knowingly put this immature and untested moron into the most powerful political office in the world. Not only putting America at risk, every single citizen, but their fortunes as well. How did they know they could control the guy? Untested, immature, downright stupid. I still don't believe that the guy's pulling his own strings. Like it or not, Obama still has his finger on the nuclear trigger. The left has put him there using an endless campaigns of lies, deceit, trickery, and sleight of hand. Willfully or not, this administration has steered us into a very dangerous path, very dangerous waters indeed, including foreign dangers we haven't seen since Stalin exploded his first nukes. Iran is fastly developing their nuclear arsenal. The whole world is on fire. Civil wars are breaking out all over the world. Israel is in grave danger at this very moment. But the Messiah was supposed to stop all this. He was supposed to bring us all together. It was supposed to be all good. Wasn't it? Wasn't that what we were told? When the Messiah speaks. You heard the quotes. I put them up in the chat room. I put the blogspot.com Obama Messiah website in the chat room. He was supposed to stop all of this. Weren't we supposed to be living in peace right now? The water's receding and the sun was supposed to shine and birds were supposed to sing and doves fluttering and flying all around and there's supposed to be like a horn of plenty with chow for everybody. After 6 decades of standoff, nuclear weapons are now spreading to rogue regimes because the United States has failed to exercise the same leadership we did in the 60 years since Harry Truman. Harry, where the hell are you now? At least the buck stopped with you. With Barry Obama, the buck doesn't stop anywhere. Because he's passing it. He's passing it on. He's passing it, not passing it forward, he's passing it back to the previous president. Above all, what we have here is an ideological failure. The left has just decided that America is in decline. And let's let the world just go to hell. It's another dangerous fantasy. Political fantasies have real consequences, like Ahmadinejad and his nuclear weapons in Iran, which can be traced back, straight back to Jimmy Carter's delusional beliefs. Today, Jimmy Carter still thinks he was right in 1979. Those people are dangerous. Economic earthquakes are now starting in the Middle East and Europe, and we will feel the shock very soon over here in the United States. There is a protest march on Wall Street scheduled for this weekend. They say it's going to be peaceful, but will it be? How will we know? I would wager to think that there'd probably be looting going on. Some fires, cars turned over. Why? Because what's happening in Europe, in England, in France, all over the UK, all over Europe, is going to be happening here soon enough. Patriot Greg is in the house. Good to see you, Patriot. It's all going to be starting here pretty damn soon. So what's this protest, this Wall Street protest, really all about? I don't know. I do know this. I do know this. This administration cannot admit failure. It cannot take responsibility, and it will not fade gracefully. Today, its union surrogates are freely using the word war for the coming election. Narcissistic rage is their standard reaction to rational resistance. We've seen it in the vicious way they keep trashing good and decent people who threaten their power. If the liberals have their way, the election of 2012 will be obscene. Like Saul Alinsky, they consider their peaceful opponents to be enemies. It's right there in Saul Alinsky's rule book, which Obama has advocated time and time again. The Democrats are starting to run away from this administration, hoping we will forget who put Obama in power. We have enough voters who are ignorant, blind, and brainwashed to make that possible. Pray, Americans, pray, citizens, that voters will not forget who put Obama into the most powerful office in the world, and that the damage he has done can be limited. I want to thank all my guests for being here tonight. I hope you guys have a great weekend. Ooh, Alexander Solo, Beach Bum, Billy, Blog Talk King, all my guests, Patriot Greg's in the house, Marine Times, Ned King, Republican Marine, thank you guys for being here. I really do appreciate it. Hey, have a great weekend. Tesla's coming up, I think. Yes, he is. Wow, it's been a great night. Thank you all. Have a wonderful evening and have a wonderful weekend. God bless you. And God bless the United States of America. I'm out.
Majesty is.